Almost Live from Nigel, it's time for this week's Hard Man Newspapers podcast.
Hey there, all you cats and kittens. I'm Andy Dorimpel, and welcome to this week's Hard Man Newspapers podcast, Almost Live from Nigel. This week, Tim Within, Food Deliveries, and Dr. John Clegg. To try and give you a taster of this and some of the other news that has been hitting the headlines in our print titles, and of course online at iomtoday.co.im, I'm joined by newshound Sam Turton.
Hello.
There he is. Newshound Jess Ward.
Hiya.
Hello. And Distribution's very own Katie Kitchener.
Hello.
Hello, everyone. Well, of course, we're Zooming again this week because we're still self-isolating. Well, not self-isolating, self-distancing.
Yes, social distancing.
Social distancing. See, I get them all confused. Sam, you're actually in Nigel, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in Nigel, me and the guys.
You and the guys? Do you want to explain who else is in there with you?
Okay, well, so this is Spencer. He's the company bear.
Yeah, there he is. Yeah, he's a bit
He's bad. A bit shy.
And
this is
Henry. Say much.
Oh, and he's a Hoover. He's actually named after a president. So.
Did we work out how tall Spencer was?
I worked out, I think he was about 4 foot, which I put at about half a foot shorter than producer Emma.
Oh, yeah, that's cool. I've got that in the piece.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned that. We should talk about this. Obviously, Spencer is a big teddy bear, and people who listen to the podcast on a regular basis probably wonder why Spencer has made a guest appearance this week, otherwise, other than just keeping Sam company and Nigel. But we are, yes, have started a bear hunt, an Isle of Man newspaper's bear hunt, haven't we?
Yeah, so some of the girls at work decided to create Manx Bear Hunt, and they're encouraging residents to pop up the different teddy bears on windowsills, so that way kids who are walking out with their parents on their daily walks can go out and try and spot a teddy bear, and you can take photos, or you can take photos of your own display if you've done that, and you can send it in to us at IOM Newspapers on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Well, guys, it's been another strange week, hasn't it? Obviously, we're Zooming again. Katie, you know, we're in week two. Social distancing.
Social distancing, full week of lockdown.
How have you found that this week? Have you been, you've not been very well, I know, but obviously that nothing to do with the coronas, but
No.
So you haven't been even able to get out for a walk?
No, I've not been able to walk to my friends and shout at her from the end of the pathway, and I've just not really spoken to many people. Aww. Other than through like online apps like House Party and Zoom. In fact, I might be speaking to more people than I used to, but just obviously not around many people.
Now Zoom, do you remember in last week's podcast I suggested we should wear more hats? Now, it's caught on in our editorial meetings, hasn't it? Everyone was hatted up the last couple of days, haven't they? Jess, any personal highlights?
Your helmet and goggles. I was worried where that was going to go. So I could see.
I'll set him up, you knock him down, Jess.
But that was top scorer for today.
I think it was replies because my wife went listening outside the door. Yeah, it was my ski helmet, nothing other than the board.
You've not been flashing yourself to the editorial team.
There's been a lot of...
Gonna be so careful with these things.
A lot of woolly hats, hasn't there?
Yes.
Yeah, because it was raining this morning, so I thought I'd put on my winter beanie. Jackie had the same idea.
Sam, you've been representing the flat cap fraternity, haven't you? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He'd be blind as hat.
What, are you going to surprise us with maybe a new hat next week?
I could do. I mean, I think we're having like a dress-up day to end the week, aren't we?
What are people's thoughts on that? So we've got a new all sort of users work WhatsApp group, haven't we? Literally everyone that works on it. Sales, distribution, everyone. Editorial. Doing this dress-up for Friday. Now, I thought the parameters were very vague. Now, what do other people think of that? Katie, do you think it's a very wide spectrum?
Yeah, because they've gone from Christmas jumpers, onesies, ball gowns. Like, yeah. It covers
a lot.
The most underdressed or overdressed you could be.
Has everyone thought of what they're going to wear tomorrow?
I've selected my outfit, yeah.
Jess?
I've had a lot of ideas and I've not made a decision yet.
Sam?
Yeah,
I've got a rather fetching ball gown that I might wear. And I was going to wear that with trainers with the stars on them.
With trainers with the stars on?
Canvas.
Converse.
Yeah, canvas.
Canvas.
God.
You know, Sam was the kid at school who didn't care about the brands and would be in the five stripe trainers.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've always been the height of fashion.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, definitely when it comes to Christmas with your Christmas jumpers. You've got some good ones. Yeah. You could wear your Christmas suit.
You could?
Yeah, I could actually.
He's not convinced.
Boom.
Sam, though, while we've got you, obviously we've had a postcard that we got last week, but we've got to talk about it. You've got it back at HQ there, haven't you?
Well, there's a couple of things I wanted to mention that I forgot last week, because we also had an entry to our Sheep of the Week.
Oh!
No!
Yeah, we had a picture of four lovely Loctons sent in by Peter Naylor, so we'll get that up on the gram.
Yeah.
So at the minute he's won Sheep of the Week and probably Sheep of the Month as well.
Were the names of the sheep?
No, we can have a competition. Name our sheep.
Well, I was thinking we could make it like a profile piece, so it would be like name, favorite color, favorite.
They want to be when meal. They grow up.
Yes,
aww. Delicious.
Yeah. Delicious.
So, postcard.
Go on.
Don't know why I did that like Blue's Clues. We just got all that. But yeah. This has come from our friend Jonathan and his mum.
Hi, Jonathan.
Now, Jonathan featured heavily in the podcast. Was it around Christmas time, Jess? When was he?
Beginning
in
of
yeah, it was like January.
January.
Yeah, because he was actually facing coronavirus over there before it came all the way here.
He was in holiday in Thailand, wasn't he?
Yes. So we have a bit more of the escapades of Jonathan and his mum. So he said, this week, Fawn's been in an altogether different part of Thailand, the smoky heart of Bangkok. The plan, if it could be called a plan, was to travel from island to island. However, this place is so nice and the people so friendly, we still haven't left. There's been many high points. We've lost a word, unfortunately, in the post there.
Make it up.
I think doing donuts with my mum in a pink sidecar and scooter, a la Wallace and Gromit, may top even exploring the five islands and being pooed on by a monkey. Unfortunately, we fired back by I'm not even going to try and pronounce it. A lovely place, I'm sure. So I may not be back. If I do get quarantined, I'll be your frontline correspondent. Well, it's a shame, really, because I don't know when this was sent. There's no date on it. But I hope Jonathan's listening. I hope he's back, and I hope his
He is back. Yeah, he's back.
That's good.
Got an email from him quite a while ago.
We also got that. Didn't we get a picture of his mum and him in that pink sidecar as well?
We've seen that pink sidecar.
Yeah.
Well, it's so good.
It's always nice to get posts, especially at troubling times. So please do continue to send your postcards to Alaman Newspapers. Give Kurt something to do on it anyway. Right, moving on. Now, I've just looked at my script there briefly. Kate, you've still got a digital editions promotion on at the moment, haven't we? Now, people may be thinking, yes. How am I going to read the paper? I'm stuck in the house. But we've got the perfect solution for them, haven't we?
We do have the perfect solution. So if you just go to iomtoday.co.im, and at the top of the page, there's this little bar, and one of the options is digital editions. If you click on that, you can get a month's worth of the Isle of Man Examiner for £3.50, or the Independent for £3.50.
Wow.
Bargain. It's a really good deal.
Before we move on to our first news story of the week, this week in history, Sam, is continuing to make waves in the print, isn't it? It's in the Examiner pretty much every week.
Yeah. It was in... I can't remember what pages. But yeah, it was in the Examiner this past week, and we're already putting together the piece for next week, which is... Spoiler alert, you may hear about it first.
On the podcast.
Indeed.
I just want a quick question before about social distancing and all that. Has anyone been out for a walk or a run or anything like this week? It's really stressful doing that. These things now. It's a bit like playing human Tetris. Because you see other people coming and then you have to sort of move direction and try and dodge other things.
I feel really rude when I see somebody coming along the same path as me and I literally turn and just walk really fast in the other direction or go across to the other side of the road.
I did
make eye contact and you're like, well, okay, I'm going.
I did the most British thing ever the other day. And to get, basically, to get to my house, you have to kind of walk down like a small lane. So I was walking along the main road and there was an old man walking his dog coming down the road. And he thought he was being polite and walked down the lane so that I could walk past. And rather than just say, excuse me, I live down there, I just walked past and had to go right the way around the block again.
Is there anything else you've noticed about how normal things have changed really bizarrely in the last week?
I think that a way to get around this is to play the Pac-Man music in your head. So get your headphones on, play the Pac-Man music. And as you approach somebody, just play,
they definitely crossed the road if they saw you doing that. Right, first news story of the week, Sam. We're going to talk about a place that's quite close to my heart. It's the Timwellden in St John's. When I was a whip of a lad growing up out in the Western Outpost, I've had many a parent in there. But it's a great story. It was in the Manx Independent this week. Dave Neil, our usual photographer, did actually. And it's about how they've repurposed the pub into a shop.
Yeah, well, obviously, the village shop is closed with the post office. That's unfortunately had to go. But obviously, the pubs are closed. But then the owners had an idea. It was Mr. and Mrs. Watson who run there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So they've, they put the pool table away and they've got out the spuds. The carrots, yeah, whatever. And they've decided to run the pub as a village shop, so supplying, like, you know, the local needs and delivering them around to people in the area. Because what, from St John's, that your nearest would be ShopRite in Peel.
Yeah, obviously there's several shops in Peel, and I think along the same lines, I think the Crosby pub in Crosby, that's reopened as a shop in the back end of this week as well, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I presume, will they be selling our newspapers as well?
They've got our newspapers there, that's why. So you can get the Examiner, the Independent and the Courier from there.
Well, there you go. I think there's a little longevity in this, though, don't you, Sam? Like, you could pop it. I'd go to the shops all the time if I knew I could get a pint while I was in there.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think obviously at the minute, of course, they are closed for drinks, which is a terrible shame. It's sad to see a pub closed. But I suppose the thing with this is, which is pretty cool, is because it's a free house. People who have taken the initiative as individuals to do this, which I think is really cool.
I saw, Sam, and we're talking of Pac-Man, but apparently the Timwellden has a Pac-Man pinball machine or gaming machine, and it was covered in spuds in the picture, one of Dave's pictures.
That must have really confused the deaf, dumb and blind kid. Pinball what? Wizard. Who? Pinball Wizard.
Too quick for me, Sam.
Oh, your cultural references are not on there, are they?
Yeah, no. I mean,
mine are up to date, as you can tell.
So there's more on that story on page 13 of this week's Manx Independent, which is in, obviously, in the shops that are open and, of course, online as a digital edition, as Katie said earlier in the podcast. Jess, our next story is about people, another couple that are trying to bring things back to your house. So it's food in this instance, isn't it? I struggled with the phrase there, but yeah, it's people that are trying to get restaurants that don't usually deliver. It's giving them a portal or a platform for people to get their takeaways on, isn't it?
So Jess and Nick Limmel, they have a business called Afundi, and they've created a website called eatout.im, and they did that within 72 hours to give, as you said, a lot of Manx catering businesses a platform to be able to keep selling their food and just basically keep them afloat through quite a difficult time for businesses in the Isle of Man. So the website acts as a middleman where clients can select a business and see the restaurant or cafe's menu before placing an order, and then they kind of follow those rules. So just for example, we've got Noah Bakehouse on there, we've got the Boatyard Restaurant, Ross Bakery, the T-Junction and Ellen Vannin Hotel. I mean, it's changing all the time, so some of the businesses will be on there, but then obviously due to circumstances, they might pull out. But yeah, so basically it's just this couple thought, right, let's try and help out these guys because we're a business ourselves, and we know, we kind of have an understanding of what the problems are here. So let's do something for the Manx community and do this. And they did it all for free. So these companies, these businesses aren't having to pay for this platform. And yeah, so the response has been really, really good so far. She says that it's been really incredible, the positive encouragement that they've received as a couple. And she said that actually makes the Isle of Man such a special place for them in that regard.
I saw a post on social media some point this week, and it was trying to encourage people to still get a takeaway or use this service and maybe try, get something from your favourite restaurant just to try and get these businesses through this horrible period.
Yeah, that's it. Because the whole world's just like completely come down around them. I mean, all about front of house and you know, it's a walk-in service. But I mean, they're lucky in the sense that they can keep running. Obviously, they've got to keep social distancing in mind and be really careful with hygiene. But yeah, some other businesses, I guess, like hairdressers and that, it's they've really had to shut down. So I guess it's a bit of hope for these guys and just to keep going through the tough times, really.
Anyone going to order a takeaway this weekend?
I did last week. I had Thai Thai.
Was it nice?
Oh, beef Penang. It was great.
And
you were really fancying some Chinese, actually, all this week.
Yeah, no, well, last week I had a Chinese. Last week I had a Thai. This week it's a toss-up between Chinese and Indian.
Are you guys really missing, like, takeout?
Well, to be honest, I've probably eaten better than I ever do because I'm getting my lunch bloody made for me because obviously my wife's here as well. I'm eating healthily. We're getting, loads of fruit and veg in, so I'm probably eating better than ever.
You get a salad. You get a salad every day to eat at sports desk, Andy.
I had a lovely lentil soup the other day. It was very nice. Homemade.
Are you using, like, Manx ingredients and stuff as
well? Of course, yeah. All freshly procured. But yeah, no, I'm probably eating better than ever. And I'm probably doing more exercise as well, because it's such a valuable, hour after work or whatever, to try and go out for a run or something. I'm probably doing more than ever.
Did you say Ellen Bannon Hotel was on this service?
Yeah, they've put it up.
How does that work?
I think a lot of places...
Do they send the chambermaid round?
I thought they're doing, like, afternoon teas and things.
Well, that's charming.
I haven't looked properly. I can have a look for you now. I'm on the website.
I just wondered how it was working.
Yeah, lasagna. You can order lasagna, homemade lasagna. And real chips. I don't know what that means. For a family of four. Steak and ale pie, lamb hot pot. You can order quite a few.
Sounds awesome.
I'm less excited since you can't actually order people off the internet. I thought that's what it meant, is that you can order people to come and make your bed up for you.
That's really, really concerning, Sam.
Yeah.
I thought it meant
to be on your own for a bit too long, mate.
Yeah.
Right, moving on. So there was more on that in page 7 of this week's Examiner, wasn't it, Jess? And I believe the story's on IRM today as well. So
it's on the website.
Moving on to our sports story. Now, I don't know if you saw this, guys, but because obviously we're not getting the paper editions at the moment because we're not in the office. But the back page of this week's Manx Independent had a story about Lizzie Holden, one of our professional cyclists. Her training base is in northern Spain in a place called Girona, which is not too far away from Barcelona. Obviously, Spain has been quite hard hit by the coronavirus, and she's been on lockdown for a couple of weeks. So that's meant she's not been able to train or anything like that. But our sports editor, John Watterson, the legend that you've been sharing an office space with, Sam, I'm sure you were, I think you're about 6 foot away from each other on a regular basis, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, that has nothing to do with coronavirus. It's just that he insists on it.
But he's done an interview with Lizzie via the wonders of the internet in the last couple of weeks, and it's a really good piece. I would read it. She was saying in Spain, you can't leave the house without, like, either a receipt to prove you've been for food shopping or certain other paperwork. So it's a proper lockdown. We're on an almost soft lockdown at the moment. They're on a hard lockdown.
Gosh.
Yeah. But yeah, so there's some more on that in this week's Manx Independent, which, of course, as I keep saying, you can either get in the shops if you're nipping out to the shop, or online on one of our wonderful digital editions. And you can get that on your phone, on your computer, and on your tablet as well, can't you, Katie?
Yes.
Right, this week in history, Sam, we go back to April 8th, 1960, and let me have a quick look. It was the Isle of Man Examiner of that week, was it? No, it was the Isle of Man
Weekly Times.
Yes. Now, there's some cracking stories, and I know you keep saying this, but stuff just keeps coming around, doesn't it? Like, with the same topics. We seem to cover them on an almost monthly basis.
I mean, where should we go for? I mean, you got the Sunday drinking is, surprise, surprise, once again on the front page in 1960. It was a big issue.
Yeah.
But I think, I'm going to go for it. The approved schoolboys to holiday here was my favourite one.
Yeah, that's quite an interesting story, wasn't it? Because I read the headline and I thought, well, I don't know what the fuss is here, but when you read
a bit... It's not approved schoolboys. Like, you know, you haven't taken them home to meet your father and he's consenting to the marriage. It's not that sort of approved. It's naughty boys.
Yes. So there was going to be 25, in batches of 25 and four lots, wasn't there?
Mm.
And it caused up quite... Yeah. Kicked up quite a stink, didn't it?
Yeah, it was funny, actually, because Mr. E. Callister, who's an MHK at the time, so he raised it and said, I'm going to bring this before Timbledon. I'm furious. And he was like, I'll certainly raise this matter in Timbledon Tuesday next. I've heard a rumour that the boys are to stay in the Strathallan home, which was a... So what the island used to be really big for was that you could, like, orphanages and children's homes of that sort of ilk would send children here for holidays for the summer, you know, so they go to, especially if they live in like Liverpool, Manchester, so like in the cities, they'd be able to go here for a week at Seaside. And it was quite a big thing that was sponsored by different charities. And they were going to be put there. And he was, you know, he was quite outraged at the idea that what was usually a charitable home was going to be used for essentially young criminals to be allowed to come to the island. And it's literally like, you know, there's this whole thing about it's going to be bad for our reputation. They'll be causing crime. I think my favourite one is, I do not think that boys from an approved school came with the terms of reference. I was just like, people are furious at the idea that the island was going to be hosting these lads. And it literally was like, it took the Lieutenant Governor to calm things down.
Yeah. What did he say? What was his input?
The school was very highly thought of by Liverpool Corporation, and that the boys would be specially selected and there'd be strict supervision of them while they were on the island. So apparently he said also that the boys had been to other holiday resorts in other parts of the British Isles and stated to be no trouble.
The other story that caught my eye on the front page this week was it was actually a steam pack involving a steam packet and the possible cancellation of their route to Fleetwood. And then one of the subheads, which is, you know, slightly smaller headline, says, Steam Packet Company would not use Heysham or Preston.
How times change.
How times have changed. So the Fleetwood was seen as the key route in that.
That's Cod Army, isn't it?
Yes, Fleetwood Town. Another story is about, did you see this one, Jess? I know you've seen it, because obviously I know you're looking at it on screen. Is the one about the fisherman's baths?
Yeah, I was trying to read that. Unfortunately, although Sam, we do thank you for photocopying us through, I can't make out most of the text.
But right. I can read the headlines and I want to know the stories.
Yeah. So the
fisherman's bats appeal are doubtful. 10,000 scheme, too ambitious. So I'm really intrigued to know what a fisherman's bath is. Is it just like a swimming pool for the fishermen, in a sense?
Was it a bath race? Like...
No, it was actually like a building. It was baths. It sounds like we get in bath, actual bath or other places.
Yeah.
And it was like 10 grand they were talking about spending on these baths, but the commissioner said that's a bit too much.
Yeah, that's a pretty penny in those
days. Yeah.
I saw down below there was Tynwald had given a £400 wedding to the princess. I can't really make it out, though.
Right, so I'll read. This is a belting story. This was a £400 for wedding gift for princess. On Tuesday, Tynwald will be asked to vote whether £400 purchase of a wedding gift for a royal highness, Princess Margaret, should be accepted, or should be, whether they should send given? £400 gift. £400 in 1960 is a lot of money.
That's a lot.
It's a bit of a lot.
What would that have even been?
It doesn't actually. Can you see it on the original, Sam? Because it gets too small on the copy I've got.
No, all it says is. So it, I think they were just going to give them £400, like, you know, in a card. So it's like. We'll move a resolution expressing Tynwald's pleasure on the occasion of the marriage. So Deemster Neil will also move an address to Her Majesty the Queen, offering congratulations on the forthcoming marriage of his sister. Revolution says, we express the hope that your majesty will receive favour with the assurance that the people of this ancient kingdom yield to none in attachment to your person and devotion to your service. So for fans of The Crown, Princess Margaret was a fictional character who played the Queen's sister and looked a lot like Henry the Bottom Carter.
Yeah, that's the one. Katie,
there's one story on here which sort of doesn't warrant the headline it was given.
The Jamaica one.
Yeah. Oh no, that's a fantastic one. It's mail plane held up.
Oh yeah.
Which I saw that and thought, what? That deserves more than like a 2-sentence story. Turns out there was just some problems, and
It was just delayed.
Don't worry.
Rather than hijack. Kate, I was going to say the Hotel Sefton, they're back in top left hand corner.
Top left corner, yeah.
My favourite advert this week is for One Coat Luxol covers any colour, which indoors and out. So it just looks like the most universal of paint ever. That was from.
I like how the TV area on the top of that house looks like the devil's sort of pitchfork thing.
Yeah,
it does. Saying you can paint hell with just one coat of this paint.
Anything else, Sam, before we move on? I saw there was a Cast Iron Ales advert, which always catches my eye, but that's about it.
It was a bit of a weird one, actually, that the enigmatic John Watson noticed. That summertime was coming into force on the night of Saturday to Sunday, April 9th to 10th. Well, we had that last weekend, didn't we?
Yeah.
This past weekend. Yeah. So we were just wondering, you know, when it sort of jumped back, because that's sort of, you know, 10 days difference. And we don't actually know who decides when it's done.
Before we do move on, actually, there's one thing I want to mention is the front page picture. You guys see it? It's David Little of Port St Mary receiving a new bike from His Excellency the Lieutenant Governor after winning first prize in the senior section of the road safety contest organised by the Messrs Ashcroft Downward Limited. So well done to David Little.
Have you still got that bike?
Yeah, it looks a nice bike, to be fair. Please do get in touch with it. Maybe a nice picture, if we could recreate the picture with Sir Richard. That would be pretty cool, wouldn't it?
From a distance.
From a distance. Oh, of course, self-distancing all the time. Right, we were round off this week's episode. Katie with Yesa Training, and all I've got on my script is Dr. John Clegg, so I'm going to let you take over.
Yes, well, I thought today I would go for a Manx person, and I read about quite a few who worked in the medical profession. So next week there's a nurse. Well, she wasn't actually a nurse, but she did a lot of nursing. But
just gave it a go.
And made a big, big difference on the island. But this week we've got Dr. John Clegg, who is a Manx doctor legend. Basically, he was originally a farmer. And it was whilst working on his family's farm when one day a man broke his leg and John set the bone himself. And, yep, I know, sounds... This is all off the Culture Vanham website, the app they have where you can click on, like, the places and the people, and I spend a lot of time on that app. But, so John did such a fantastic job that when William Clucas, who is described as being a bone setter of great repute... when he saw the work, he told John's parents that you have to send John to London to study medicine. So they did. They sent him to London to study to be a doctor. John returned to the Isle of Man as a qualified doctor and set up a practice in the stable loft of the farm. He quickly earned a reputation island-wide as being a kind and effective doctor. And from the years 1888 to 1901, he was also the surgeon to the governor's household. But as well as being a well-known doctor on the island, he actually has made a massive difference to a lot of Manx folklore as well. He loved to visit pubs and inns, and he would take notebooks and write down the stories from the songs being performed, and he would do it in a mixture of Manx and English. And his notes went on to help make the 1896 book's Manx National Songs. And those original notebooks that he used to take with him were donated to the Manx Museum.
Wow.
He's also a founding member of the Manx Language Society. And he is buried in Arbury Church because he was a local lad from the area. And there is a tower at the church which they added as a mark of respect to him. And inside the church there is a memorial which reads, he went about doing good.
Oh, that's a lovely story.
Yeah, you can't really argue that. Dr. John Clegg.
And also, I found a picture of him, and he has absolutely incredible mutton chops.
That makes it even better.
Yeah. So we can maybe try and get Grace to put that on our socials tomorrow, Dr. John Clegg, and you can hear obviously more about that on the Culture Bannon website, you said, Katie, didn't you?
Yes, yeah. So you can read a lot about famous Manxies on the Culture Bannon app that they have.
And you said you're going to feature a nurse next week?
A lady who's known for nursing on the island.
Oh, fantastic, look forward to that. Right, so that's, if you want to see a picture of him, that'll be on at IOMN News Podcast social media on Instagram and Twitter. Before we go, guys, Sam, much going on apart from the coronas at the moment?
Well, obviously, you can, as part of the bear hunt, you can look out for Spencer here. He'll be in the window overlooking Bullrose Bridge.
Yep.
There we go.
Also, we've got their horns on the way past.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Honk if you're Barry. what else we got? Oh, we've actually got a thing from Lieutenant Governor Sir Richard Gosden. He's contributed to the Examiner.
Oh,
lovely.
So it's a bit about what him and Lady Diana Gosden get up to during social distancing, where they're going for walks, how they get to tend the gardens. It's quite a nice little
really interesting thing.
And of course, there's always planning stories.
That has been a boatload of planning stories this week, which I've enjoyed putting up online. So, looking forward to more of them next week. Jess, you got much coming up?
Yes. So working my way through a few stories, I've got one about victim support and what they're doing at the moment. How I just had a quick chat with Paula Gelling from there, and she says at the moment they don't have a lot of calls. It's just normal for the moment, but they're expecting to be inundated after this all blows over, basically. So yeah, it's quite interesting, and just like giving tips and advice to people who are basically, she's saying, trapped in a prison-like situation while coronavirus plays out. So doing that. No Vox Pops, which I'm gutted about. I did joke about it in the editorial meeting and nobody found it funny. So I was like, for Vox Pops this week. Yeah. No, like, no. No. Yeah.
Too soon.
Yeah. You see that, yeah.
Katie, I know I saw it was an email into Newsbest before asking about digital editions. Yes. Obviously, you've said it's just to put it, the best ways to go on to our website. But if people are a bit befuddled by it all, they can give you a ring, can't they?
Yeah, if you would rather pay by phone or you don't want to use the online registration part there, just call me on 695-649 and we can do the whole setup over the phone and talk you through it step by step there.
The other thing we should mention again is the couriers. Obviously, our door-to-door delivery is suspended at the moment because of the obvious, but we are doing bulk drops to several shops around the island. So you can still get your fill of the courier, can you? As well as getting it online for free as well.
Yes, yep, that's
true.
We
also have a small number outside the front of the building.
Right.
Yep, there's always couriers outside the Isle of Man newspapers building. So if you are walking past on your daily walk, grab a copy.
And wave at Spencer.
Wave at Spencer, which is probably Sam stood right behind waiting to see who'll wave at him.
He actually would.
Yeah.
Right, well, I think that's about it for this week. Please do get in touch throughout the week. We've got so many ongoing features at the moment, it's hard to recap them. But Sheep of the Week, please do send them in, keep them coming. If you want to send us a postcard, please do send them to Isle of Man News Podcast, IOM Newspapers, European House, Peel Road, Douglas, IM1, 5ED. Sam can keep an eye out for them. Anything else we're looking out for at the moment, Jess?
Well, teddy bears, I guess, but
yes.
Otherwise. Oh, Christmas lights. If anybody has got Christmas lights, send them our way too, because we'd like to see that.
Yeah. Right, well, everyone stay safe, and then until next week.
Bye for now.